Good afternoon and welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. I'm Nate Redmond. He is Terry Tackett.
Hello.
And he is Pastor Craig.
Good evening.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, we are rocking and rolling here through an afternoon here. It's 5:12 and we're on your favorite radio station, Terry.
Yes.
Your favorite station and mine.
Everybody's favorite station.
Everybody's favorite station. Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM. WWGH online too at WWGH1071.com. You can listen anywhere you want to, Terry.
That's right.
You can just we can listen in Delaware too,
sure,
can't we?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I had somebody approach me and said that they're listening now in Lewis Center.
Great.
So
wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Really enjoyed the show last week and
okay.
Gave a big kudos to
big kudos
to the station.
Show.
They found some shows they enjoyed in the archives, and they've been listening to catching up with some interviews and stuff from the archives.
Oh,
so
that's
a good
great.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, just go to that website and click the menu and show archives, and anything we've done is up there, Terry. So you can just have at it, right?
Absolutely. All kinds of content available on the archives. It just depends on what strikes your fancy. Scott's got a bunch of interviews there with some celebrities, some of Pastor Craig's shows.
Here.
Of course, some of your shows from the first hour.
Yeah, it's all
so
up
it's,
there.
Everything's up there. If you like the Adam Lepp Computer Guy show, I think's up there. if you're into that kind of stuff.
And
whatever you...
The Radio Extravaganza.
We have a plethora of shows.
That's right. Well, Pastor Craig, hey.
Yes.
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I got a little bit of housekeeping business to do. So right before Easter, Scott had a drawing for 3 Cadbury Easter eggs.
I remember that.
And Sarah picked up hers. But Ron and Grover did not pick up, and their Cadbury eggs are still here.
Have they hatched yet?
They haven't hatched yet. But I'm getting a little concerned that they may hatch soon.
Okay.
So, Ron, if you're listening, and Grover, if you're listening, you can pick them up tonight. We'll be here till 6. And then next week, the normal prize pickup hours is 4 to 5 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. However, I will hold a special prize pickup Sunday morning. When I'm in here Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, if Ron or Grover wants to come in between 9 and 10, they can get their Cadbury eggs. Or they can get them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Wednesday they can come in from 4 to 6. So you've got 4 to 5 on Monday and Tuesday and 4 to 6 on Wednesday because, okay, I'm getting a feeling that if they aren't picked up soon, Nate and Terry are both going to have to fight me for them. So I just, you know, if Ron, if you're listening, or Grover, if you're listening, pick up your Cadbury eggs next week.
Okay. All very right. Good. Wonderful. So get those picked up so you can enjoy them.
Yeah, because they are good.
They are very good.
And you may as well get to enjoy them.
Did you get some in your Easter basket?
No, I didn't. That's why I'm thinking pretty soon you guys are going to have to fight me for them.
Or did you get an Easter basket?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It wasn't that exciting, I take it?
No.
Oh, what'd they give you, like windshield washer fluid?
No, I think it was stuff that was on discount, you know. It was like markdowns.
Yeah.
You got the markdown table.
Oh, they gave you some more old ties.
Yeah.
Right. Terry, did you get an Easter basket this year?
I did not.
Didn't. Oh, man.
I gave one, but I didn't get one.
Oh, now, come on.
Which is all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Well.
Gave one to my great nephew. He had a ball with it, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the opposite. I got one, but I didn't give one. How's that? You know, I didn't deserve one.
you can have mine.
I have. Well, I separated all the candy out of mine because I don't need it. So it's now in a tote at home because we have little mice issues. So we put all of our leftover leftover stuff in a tote so the mice can't get to it. So that's where it's at. It's at home in the non-mice tote. That's where it's at right now. Because the mice go back and forth between liking my traps with peanut butter or not liking my traps. I don't know.
Well, they're picky about the peanut butter. They want Peter Pan instead of Skippy, maybe.
Yeah,
or something.
I guess that's it. Or, the non-brand version.
They like that no-brand Walmart stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, or the Kroger brand?
See, I got the Kroger brand. Okay. Yeah, that's the kind I buy.
Well, maybe it doesn't have the Nutella in it like
there
the.
You go.
Maybe I need to buy the Jif.
Yeah,
that's the good stuff.
Now, if you get the Dollar Tree peanut butter,
that's right.
They're going to leave you a note that says,
"Cheapskate." Yeah,
are you kidding? Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess I need to do something. You know, I need to be more diligent with setting my traps, and I need to spread the traps around
there
the house.
You go.
But I know they're in my bedroom, too, because I can hear them. But I really don't want to set any in there while I'm sleeping because I don't want to be awakened with a snap.
Oh, that'll happen.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that happens usually around midnight or 1
midnight.
O'clock.
Yeah. just a boom. All of a sudden, just blown out of bed with a snap.
I remember when we set a trap a couple times, set traps out for the mice and everything, and it was 12:30 at night, and you know, snap! And my wife goes, "What was that?" I go, "It was a mouse trap." She goes, "Somebody set it off?" And I said, "Well, I don't think somebody set it off, but a mouse might have set it off." And she goes, "Well, did it get the the trap get him, or did he avoid it?" And he said, "Well, it got him." "You mean she goes, "You mean he's in it?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in it. I mean, those mouse traps, they're 99.9%, you know, good. You know, they don't normally get away." She says, "Well, are you gonna get it?" And I said, "No, it'll be there in the morning." She goes, "You mean you're gonna leave it in the room all night long?" And I said, "Well, yeah." She goes, "Well, you have to get it tonight." I said, "No, he's dead. He's not gonna do anything." So I got up and took care of the mouse trap.
Now, do you reuse them, the mouse traps, or do you throw them away?
I reuse them.
Does my dad.
I reuse them.
I can't stand to reuse them. I throw the whole thing away.
Well, I have a secret to tell here. It doesn't bother me to, you know, take the dead mouse out of the trap and reuse it, because I used to own snakes. And so I would feed my snakes live mice. Yeah, I was a regular customer at the pet shop. And so, you know, handling mice, whether they're alive or not, that doesn't bother me.
You used to own snakes.
Yeah, I used to have, at one time, I had about an 18-inch boa constrictor. Mm. I had, the most I had at one time was I had 4 ball pythons, which that's a snake they always recommend for beginners to get, because a ball python, they don't get very big. The largest they get is about 4 feet long, and they're easy to take care of, and they're real docile. So I had about 4 of those. But my pride and joy was I had a 14-foot Burmese python.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wow.
And so that he ate rats, you know.
He didn't eat mice.
No. They will sell at the pet store. You have to ask for them, because it's not something they have out on display. But you have to ask for feeder rats, you know, rats you use to feed the snakes. And he would eat 2 jumbo feeder rats. They were about this big. You know,
my goodness.
He would eat 2 of those at a time. So.
Wow. What is that, about 4 inches long? Is that about 4 inches long for a rat?
Yes, that's
he would eat a rat about 4 inches long? Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, that rat was at least 4 inches long. It was a little bit longer, yeah. And yeah, he'd eat that, yeah. So, but you know, I got to tell you something, you know, that Burmese python that I had, that was really an amazing. You don't realize the strength of the muscles they have until either it wraps around you or when you see it in action. I had built a cage for him, and it was about 4 foot high by 4 foot across, and it was 8 foot long. And that was his cage. And I would, and it was in a bedroom. Now, I would let him out of his cage on a regular basis, but I would close the bedroom door so he was confined to that room. But what he could do, this Burmese python, is he'd slither all around and, you know, crawl across you. And he would go over to the door. And he would go up to the door, and at the doorknob, he would, like, you know, slither his body on the doorknob, and then he could push his body from that doorknob all the way up to the ceiling.
Shoo,
and he would, and then he would go across the top of the door frame. And the only thing holding him was that doorknob. That was the only thing that he was able to push himself off was the doorknob. But that's the kind of strength that they have. It's incredible. It's incredible.
That is something else.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Now, how large do those get?
The Burmese pythons in the wild can get up to 30 foot long.
Wow.
Now, I think in captivity, they tend to be restricted to about 20, 25 feet. But, yeah, out in the wild, they can get 30 foot.
Are they an aggressive snake? Or, I mean, obviously if you're for a beginner, probably not. But, I mean, can they be aggressive?
They can be aggressive if they're hungry.
Okay.
That's the thing. You know, is
that what triggers them? I mean,
Yeah, because when they're hungry, when it's time to eat, it's time to eat.
Right.
For instance,
like me,
I would feed him every 9 days, okay? Now, when I would feed him... then for about the next 4 or 5 days, I had no problem letting him out into the room. And, you know, he would come up to me and he'd look me in the face and stuff like that. Now, when it got close to feeding time, you know, a couple days, 2-3 days before feeding, I wouldn't let him out of the cage just because I didn't want to run the risk of him being more hungry than friendly.
Exactly.
But I got to tell you something. When he was actually a rescue, because he had some people had him and they didn't properly take care of him, and he actually had some permanent scars on his body where he'd gotten burned several times. They had him in a very small cage and they had a heat lamp for him, but the problem was he couldn't get far enough away from the heat lamp, so his body was permanently burned. And scarred from the heat lamp. So he was a rescue for me. But I got to tell you something. The very first time that I was sitting in the room and I let him out and he kind of slithers over and he's, you know, looking at different things and he comes up to me and he comes up and he like crawled across my legs and then he raised up and he's looking at me. He just had his face in my face, and he was literally 4 inches away and just stared at me. That's a little bit unnerving. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a little bit unnerving.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Snakes and things.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd want to be face-to-face with a Burmese python or any type of snake for that matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, what's up with you, man? What's on
nothing,
your mind?
Nothing, man. Just a boring, just another boring day, man. I mean,
another day in the life.
Yep. Just living and...
Well, we did something kind of interesting last week. I ended up, I got a message from Terry. Says, hey, would you like to meet up for lunch? I said, well, sure, where you want to go? And
I guess I missed that message, huh?
Yeah, sorry. It was, business luncheon, would you say, Nate? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. why not? And so we went down to Delaware. So we went to Massey's Pizza.
We did.
And they have a buffet.
Very good. $10.
I had never been there while it was Massey's. I had been there when it was...
Marco's.
Oh, that's not Marco's anymore.
No.
Oh, I didn't know they'd changed.
Yeah.
I used to go to that Marco's all the time when I lived in Delaware.
Yeah, they were... How can I be nice? They were forced to change.
Okay.
Via the health department.
Okay. Now, did Marco's, did they have a buffet? I don't remember.
I don't think so. No. But to be honest with you, Nate, I moved there to Delaware right at the tail end when they were doing the transition. I don't really know. I didn't go there.
Yeah, it was kind of a last minute deal. Terry sent me a text, and I sent him back. I said, "Well, sure, I'll meet you." So we went down there, and I love
Massey's Pizza.
Now, do you have one in your neck of the woods, or are you talking about the one there in Delaware?
We don't have one in my neck of the woods, and I didn't know that Massey's Pizza had come into Delaware, but I always went to Massey's Pizza over on the east side of Columbus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they have them all over.
Yeah, they got them all over.
Graceland, I think, has one.
Could be.
The guy at the Delaware one said his particular group owns the one in Delaware and Polaris.
Okay.
And then there's a third one. Worthington, maybe?
Could be, because there are a lot of them.
But that's their group. There's like six. But I presented him with an idea I thought would be a great idea. During football season, do a challenge called the Massey's Pizza Massacre. You cook up a huge, huge pizza, and you charge whatever, and whoever can eat, if a group of people can eat this whole pizza, you know, some kind of T-shirt and like a Hall of Fame type thing. And
you presented this to the owner?
Yeah. And I thought then maybe the opening day of this particular challenge, we would go down there live and
do a little thing.
Yeah. Well, I think a perfect time to do it would be around the Brown Jug.
Well, yeah, why That's not? True. Yeah, absolutely.
You're already going to have a crowd there. Yeah. So in the parking lot, I said, why not we do that? I said, we could do a wrestling match.
And what they should do is, like, put a limit on how big your group can be.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Four people, I thought, maybe, you know. But I thought, if anything, you know, but the only number came to my head was I thought maybe $32 because this pizza would be
huge.
So, and that would work out to be about $8 a person.
And he said, we don't have an oven big enough to cook it.
Which, no, at that location they didn't, but he thought they could do one from Polaris and just bring it there and you know, or have it down there somewhere. But I he loved the idea.
Or they could just do however many pizzas, you know.
So now on their buffet, what else besides just pizza, what else do they have?
They have, what would you call that stuff, Nate? Rigatoni?
I'd say. Some sort of pasta.
Some sort of pasta. They have cut up like pieces of garlic bread. They have a full salad bar. $9.96 includes your drink and everything.
Really?
Yes.
I'll have to check it out.
Oh, yeah. And what would you say, Nate? 6-8 kinds of pizza?
Yeah, 6 or 8 kinds of pizza. They have probably your traditional
pepperoni, of course. Mm-hmm. They have this one called there was a spicy pepperoni. Then they always have the one I always get, which I love. It has the onions and the peppers and everything on mushrooms. And I think they had a sausage one up there when.
Yeah.
And then they could do. You can order like one or two like specialty ones. Somebody was there one day and ordered like a buffalo chicken, I think, or something. Huh. And, you know.
So if you want to see his picture, it's up at noname.show.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
You can see Terry's picture. He's wearing his fancy Nancy
WGH shirt.
Yes, his WWGH shirt, and he's posing with some of the pizza up there. So that's it. At noname.show. So you can check that out.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever get to your museum, Pastor Craig?
Man.
I'm
never going to announce on the air what I plan to do.
Because it doesn't work out. Because
it's always like a jinx or whatever.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I never got to the museum. So from this day forward, Pastor Craig is never going to announce
what
he is going to do in the coming week because it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
So rather than announce it, I'll just tell you what I did in the last week.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to announce it anymore.
But then when he shows up there, he can take pictures things like that.
And so it'll be a total surprise. I didn't make it to the museum. I did get to a good restaurant this weekend, but I didn't make it to the museum.
Where was this restaurant?
I was in Mechanicsburg.
Okay.
Oh, now I can't place where that's at. Is that northwest, east, south from here?
Mechanicsburg is out west and a little bit south. Like if you go out 161, out past Plain City.
Oh.
And out past, actually, 161 is just about dead ends out in Mechanicsburg, because it's north of London, west of Columbus. So it's in that area.
Okay, gotcha.
So they had a family restaurant, home cooking. It's called Mixins and Fixins.
Oh, that's catchy.
That's M-I-X-I-N apostrophe S and F-I-X-I-N apostrophe S. Uh-huh. Mixins and Fixins.
Okay.
Fixins. I got to tell you, it was good. I had for Saturday, I ordered their, just under the sandwiches, it was a turkey, bacon, and cheese.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And you could get, for toppings, you could get lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, pickle, or lettuce. You know, just, okay, let me say this again. Lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, pickle, onions.
You had to pick one of those, or you could get
pick
all
any of
those?
Them. Okay. You could pick any of them.
Okay.
So I said to the girl, go ahead, put them all on.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Man, doing. This sandwich, when it came out, I, honest to goodness, it was like stacked so high, I couldn't get it in my mouth. I had to take a bite out of the top, and then I had to take a bite out of the bottom. And as a matter of fact, I had a side dish of coleslaw. I couldn't even eat the whole sandwich. I took half of it home with me. It was good. It was really good.
Price?
It was $6.99 for the sandwich.
Not
it was
bad.
Worth every penny of
not
that.
Bad,
as big as
not
it was.
Bad. Yeah.
You know, a couple bucks for the side dish. And it came with potato chips.
Okay.
I chose to get a side dish.
Right.
So I had the sandwich, the potato chips, the side dish, and I had a hot tea. And it was like $11.
Not bad.
No, it was good.
Not bad.
It was really good.
Not bad.
And you know, I was thinking, Nate, we're missing an opportunity here. You know, we go to all these little restaurants that are in these small towns and that. We should be writing a book, an Ohio guide to hometown cooking.
Hidden hometown treasures,
yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Because, you know, and just document all these places we go to. Because we go to all the mom and pop.
You do?
Yeah, there's a lot of
you could put. I mean, you guys have a lot of great pictures. You could illustrate them with these, I mean.
Yeah, and if we forget.
And then incorporate it with the museums and things and, you know. And
yeah, I've got mine on my food blog, of course.
Mm-hmm,
are you,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, do you follow my What's on the Plate? Or have I ever sent you a friend request for that?
You have to send me a friend request because I'm not very adventurous on the internet, and so you know
because that's my food blog.
Yeah, you would have to invite me.
I will invite you.
Yeah.
I will send you an official invite because I officially invited Terry and he accepted, and so I need to officially invite you so you can that way you can keep track of because everywhere we go I. Not everywhere. All the mom and pops we go.
Yeah.
Is
I think I'll have one called What's in My Gut.
Or, as Scott likes to pick on you, What's on My Shirt?
Yeah. What's on My Shirt? Yeah. I always have half of it on my shirt, so.
Now, we did not make it to Papa Jimmy's in Green Springs, Ohio, like we were supposed to.
See
what happens?
Yep.
You say it on the air.
Yeah.
Something happens.
Something happens. That's right.
So what happened was the weather was nice, so we wanted to power wash the house and do all that.
Wanted to power wash the house, or
no,
did somebody tell you, you know, I think you really should power wash the house?
Well,
today.
We both agreed we should. Friday night, before we picked up the power washer, because we went to my dad's and picked up the power washer and the hose. He had this long hose, which was great because we didn't have to try to tie all these together. I mean, he had this big hose. We went over to Prospect Dairy Bar, which they're now open for business.
I seen it look like you had a nice little sundae or something.
Yeah, we got a peanut butter sundae, which we split. Funny story to tell you in a second. And then we got each got a chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And we split an order of cheese curds. Very good cheese curds. Their fried food is really good.
Okay.
I've never had cheese curds.
Never had cheese curds?
No.
Oh, you can get them at Culver's. You can get them at, I think you can get them at the GNR,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost kind of like a tater tot.
Okay.
Just with cheese.
But yes. Yeah. But in the middle, they have
cheese.
Yeah. Okay.
But the funny thing was, is at this Prospect Dairy Bar, I used to get the huge, gigantic banana split, which comes in a big bucket over there.
Oh wow!
Comes in a big bucket with three humps, and I mean I'd get the big one. And so, a few years back, as I was starting trying to lose some weight and trying to behave on my sugar, I ordered this. Well, wouldn't you know it, right up behind me comes my doctor. And I thought, I can't let him, because I just had an appointment and we just discussed, you know, you got to get your sugar under control and all this. Uh-huh. I thought, I cannot have him see me order this banana split. So I told my wife, I said, you get the order and he'll think it's for you. I'm out of here. So I took off to the car and left her to get the banana split.
But I had the same doctor at one time.
Right.
And you got off easy because when I went in to see him, we had the same discussion, but he almost broke a clipboard.
Over your head?
On the wall, but he was so upset that I think he wanted to break it over my head.
Because your sugar was bad?
Everything was out of whack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he was mad at you.
Yeah.
So he what, threw it at the wall or banged it on the wall?
He had my chart, and he just whipped it, you know, because he was so upset, but it just literally snapped right into the...
And then after he snapped that, he said, and by the way, you tell Nate... I know that banana split wasn't his wife.
Right. That's right.
Well, word got back to me. Word got back to me that he thought that he'd offended me in some way. And so I sent back word. I said, no, I didn't offend him. I said, he didn't offend me. I just had to get out of there because I didn't want to lecture on what I was ordering. So I vamoosed to the car.
Right.
I got right out of there.
That's right.
So Saturday, anyhow, we did end up getting the house power wash. We always have trouble getting that power washer started up.
Is it a gas-powered one?
No, it's electric. And but the motor never wants to start up like it's supposed to.
Okay.
So it just room, room, and then it was just kind of, you know, it was hitting the house and making all these marks. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. Well, then finally it took off. And we did it without a problem. So that was good.
Well, you know, sometimes it needs to come up through that tube, you know. It's almost like you're purging it, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's got to kind of get, because I sold those for a long time.
Oh,
so,
sold those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
why. So it finally took off, and we did the whole house no problem,
mm-hmm.
and got that all done. Mowed the grass. I finally mowed the grass.
It looks like it made a world of difference on your house. Your house looked wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
It did.
It actually did.
I saw that picture that he sent, and I said, oh, I'll bet he photoshopped it.
Well, you know where would be a great place to use that would be
right here.
This studio. Boy, would that make
right
a
here.
World of difference.
it does the job. In fact, we don't, as you go, you're supposed to put, you know, soap or something in it.
Right.
We just use straight water.
Okay.
And that's all we use is just a straight water. Well, let's find out who's calling us here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys about that Massey's pizza.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth the money?
Oh, I do. Yeah, Terry says yes.
A 14-inch, one-item pizza, $16.99.
Hmm.
$2.25 for extra items. Now I know you did the buffet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did the buffet. Yeah, it was $9.96 for that with your drink and everything, and you got to sample 8 or 10 different kinds of pizza.
Right, but are you gonna go to Massey's Pizza once or twice a week?
No.
And spend $17 for a 14-inch one-item pizza.
No, I would never do it if it wasn't for the buffet.
Right.
Yeah.
Buffet's where it's at.
Yep. So I did it the other day. I did Sbarro's pizza.
Large
one topping, $15.99.
And this venue here, I got a couple years old. It's probably more expensive than that now.
Yeah, I don't. It could be. I don't know.
Now, Lee, is Pizza Hut still here in town? Do they still have a $10 one?
I don't know if they do or not. They do that every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got that $10. They call it a tastemaker, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, something like that. Well, they got that $5.55 menu. You can get like five, you know, a bunch of different like mediums for $5.55 or whatever it is.
Yeah, you know about $12 or $13 for a large. Man, about $12 is what I like to pay for a large if it's just plain pepperoni.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's.
Tubbies.
That's yeah, funny. You know, I just $17. I just don't see
what's,
how they're.
What's the price of Tubbies?
I get a 2-item plus extra cheese, 14-inch, for $14.70.
At Tubbies, that's good.
And they
that's
just recently price. Raised it from $14.20 okay. to $14.70.
That's a good price. Yeah, that's a good price.
Right.
Yep.
And I don't see getting same size pizza. And well,
my thing is that's why there's no Massey's in Delaware or in Marion, because Delaware they can get that price.
Yeah, there's more people's gonna spend the money for it down there.
Because
but.
I mean, you can ask when me and Nate ate the buffet, there was probably 6-8 people that came in that just ordered pizza.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was.
You know, so I mean, $16-$17 is a lot for us, but for them it was.
Yeah, it has just changed for them. Yeah.
My family used to be in the pizza business, and boy, if we got that kind of money, we'd have some money.
Well, that's, yeah, absolutely, man.
Pizza's I mean, a big profit, isn't it, Lee?
Yeah,
a buddy of mine used to make them, and he said, there's, you know, I mean, it was like $3 or $4 to make a pizza, and anything you made over that was,
yeah, for sure.
You know, pure
well, profit. Probably cost you more than $3 or $4 today, but.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying at the time when he was doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I remember when you sold large one-item pizzas, 14-inch, for $5.
Hmm.
You know, still made some money on it.
Right.
Well, yes. I just wanted to ask your opinion, because I...
Okay.
Yeah, like I say...
I'd like to try Massey's. I might try it one time, but that wouldn't be something I would get every week.
Right. 11 to 2, Monday through Fridays, their buffet.
It's like a lunch buffet.
$9.96 yeah. includes your drink, so...
Yeah, I tried to do it one time, but we wasn't there... During the right hours.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, check it out. Let us
Very
know.
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
See you
bye.
Guys.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye
bye. All right. 740-383-9944. And Pastor Craig, you got some decent pizza over there in Mount Gilead.
Yes, we do. The Purple Indian.
Very good.
That's good. Yeah.
Still open.
Still open because
new management.
They've got new owners. Yep, and they stayed true to the recipes in the ingredients.
Yep.
So it's good. And the thing I like about Purple Indian is they just load the toppings on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you like a lot of toppings on, they load the toppings on. They are not skimpy with the toppings. But we've got other, you know, we've got other pizza in there too. Well, now I just drew a blank.
Well, I used to go over there to the Pizza Hut. They still have the old style pizza Hut with the salad bar.
Yes.
So I
Is
go.
Is that
over,
still there?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's over there, like catty corner from the hospital.
You can eat in
yeah.
still.
Yeah, it's across the street from the hospital.
Yeah. It's
been a long time since I've been. I've just been over there to the. The drug, what's that drug store right there that's near Drug Mart.
Yeah.
Drug Mart.
Discount Drug Mart.
I like shopping in that store.
They got
store.
A nice Kroger there.
Yeah, nice Kroger.
Yeah. You know, well, I don't want to get too far off on the Kroger thing. It's a nice Kroger, but you know what? What they put in Delaware and what they put in Mansfield and what they put in Columbus are nicer Krogers.
Mm.
I mean, it's a decent Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
You just could use Kroger. Some more stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you can't get a lot of the things at Mount Gilead that you can get at some of the other Krogers. Yeah.
Can you get chicken? Because I can't find chicken anywhere.
I like that Mexican restaurant they have over there.
Oh, yeah.
My sister turned me on to that place, and, man, it was delicious.
La Cabanita.
Yes.
La Cabanita.
Man, it was...
Now, is it a buffet, or is it just...
No.
Just menus, sit-down menus?
Very good, though. Very good. I met my sister there a couple times for lunch, and she was a school treasurer at Mount Gilead, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Me and Terry were talking about your fair coming up. You're having a good fair this summertime over in Morrow County Fair. That's Mount Gilead, isn't
That's
it?
Yeah.
And I think you're having a good country act and a good gospel act, right? Yeah. Isn't Crowder coming?
Yes.
The gospel, the contemporary.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's on July 1st and 2nd, and it's not in conjunction with the fair, but it's at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
It is at the fairgrounds.
Okay, yes. Gotcha.
July 1st and July 2nd, and I don't know which day is which, but the one day is like all Christian music and gospel music and that type, and then the other day is all the country music.
Which is, I think, Justin Moore. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, there's going to be 8-9 different acts there.
Man.
So,
that's going to be a... I guess I thought that was during the fair, but it's separate. Okay.
Yeah, because the fair's not until September.
Oh, gotcha.
Or end of August, beginning of September somewhere.
Oh, so
it's around somewhere around the Labor Day type.
So there's a couple of good times in Mount Gilead, man. You're coming up, man.
We're going moving up. We're moving on up.
See, did I talk about the Chinese buffet where I was at yet? I've lost track. Okay, well. In Delaware, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to Delaware or not Saturday because they were having former President Trump in Delaware, and
I thought, should I?
Yeah, should I stay out of town? Well, this was on the opposite end of town, and we wanted to eat here, so we decided, okay, this is way on the east side, and you can actually get there through back roads and stuff, so we decided to go for it. We ate at Tian Fu Chinese Buffet, which is out by Kohl's.
Yep.
Been there?
Yes, and actually, that same restaurant, it was originally on 23 on the south side of Delaware, in where the Goodwill store is.
Yes,
it was in that strip center for 15, 20 years, and then they moved out to their new location.
Was that called Tian Fu when it was there?
No, it was called...
It was called something else, but it's the same owner.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So you ate... Did you guys both eat there?
No.
I've eaten, actually, at both locations.
Both locations?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have... Where I'm at, but there's a good place. It's Dragon House is where I'm.
The Dragon
House. Yeah, that's right on close to.
Okay.
But then they have another good place there called Canton, which is very good.
Okay.
So.
Have you ever had my barber?
Then what's the one on 23 beside the Goodwill? There's another good, Japanese. I don't know what the name of it is, but.
You ever had pad Thai?
No.
It's a different little dish, but he talks about pad Thai. I've never had it yet.
So did
but
you like the buffet?
We went in there and we loved it.
Because I usually don't get out that way.
Yeah, if you ever go,
where the split?
Yeah, we go where the split is, and then continue out on 3637. You'll see the sheets there on the right, and then just go up and make a right. Is right?
Isn't that plaza?
It's in that plaza.
Before
yeah.
you get to Meijer.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
before you get to Meijer.
Before
okay.
You get to
all right.
Meijer.
All right. I know where.
Tian Fu, and so they have something unique on their buffet that I don't recall having anywhere else. Is coconut shrimp, and. This stuff was really good. I got my fair share of it, I'll tell you.
Well, the one in Marion, actually, they don't have coconut shrimp. They have fried shrimp, which is one of my favorites. I mean,
fried shrimp.
Oh, man, I love it. So,
And then they had
they have pork chops out there that are really good.
In the Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hong Kong's a good place to eat,
very
too.
Good, yeah.
But their crab rangoon here at Tian Fu is unique because the filling is not so much cream cheese based, although there is cream cheese in it, but they put something in there, probably sugar, that makes it sweet.
Okay.
And it's got a sweet taste to it, and the crab rangoon is really good.
You know, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because crab rangoon is one of the things that I like judge a Chinese buffet on how good their crab rangoon is and how good their General Tso's chicken. Yeah, that's
well. I ordered it one day and I ordered the wrong thing. They sent me raccoon instead of raccoon. Yeah,
and you got to be very careful because if you know,
and it was freshly killed. No,
well, and that's the other thing too because if you say something wrong, you'll get the Burmese
python. Yeah, yeah. I thought I was getting crab rangoon when I actually got raccoons. Kind of tasty, a little chewy, but kind of nice.
This place also had the grill where you could choose your items, and he'd grill it up for you right in front of you. And,
yeah. Did you get all the veggies and all that?
All the veggies, loaded it up good, got the chicken. And
does he put it in a bowl, or you just put it right on your plate?
Well, he has a plate there.
Okay.
He throws it on at the end. And, of course, he's got his little tip jar there.
Sure,
he wants a little tip jar.
Yeah.
And
he do all the tricks with the...
Yeah, he did all the... He wasn't so much into the tricks. He was just a... plain cook.
Right,
yeah, just a plain cook, but a real nice guy.
Good.
And so they ask you what kind of sauce. They have a whole list of sauces that I can't pronounce, but
and you don't know what they are.
Don't know what.
Not
they
only
are.
Can you not pronounce, them, you don't even know what they are.
Don't
but
know.
You
what
say
they
yeah,
are.
That looks. You know.
So I just said teriyaki, and so that got the job done.
Yum yum sauce.
Yeah, something like that. But anyhow, it was good. And so I recommend it. Yeah, Tian Fu. They're on the east side of Delaware. Pretty good. And we stayed out of the Trump traffic, too. So we did.
I've seen a couple of videos on that. It looked like there was quite a few.
We did venture past the fairgrounds just to see. We got closer and closer and closer and decided, okay, let's just drive past. Not while he was there.
Right.
well before he arrived.
Well, I was coming home from work, and I went by the airport, and there was probably 50 people at the airport, 50 or 100 people at the airport waiting for him to...
Yeah. Did you see anybody selling stuff? Because all over 23.
Yeah, all along 23,
man, they were selling their shirts and stuff. Man.
Friday afternoon, I had to go into Delaware, and they were already set up selling the shirts and that. There were already five or six guys set up Friday afternoon selling the stuff. So I said, you know, I definitely don't want to get anywhere near here on Saturday.
I just wonder how much they make doing that. Yeah, how much you
I'm
figure?
Sure.
You think pretty good?
Yeah.
I think they do all right.
They do. It must be enough to make it worthwhile.
It must. I mean, they got the flags, the T-shirts, the hats.
And they have a variety of stuff. You know, they have several different flags and several different T-shirts.
Yeah, definitely. So, anybody who would like to record a graduation message for their 2022 graduates, please contact WWGH Radio for details. If we are not here, just leave us a message at 740-383-9944. Messages will run for a week for about a 45-second ad. You can send in on a jump drive, and you can do that. Send that to scott@wwgh1071.com, and it'll run right around May 27th through June the 5th, graduation season. So if you'd like to record something for your graduate, which graduation season is coming up, just let us know. We'll be happy to do that for you. So there you go. Yeah.
Wow, Nate, you're just walking encyclopedia.
Oh, Nate, I forgot to.
I know all this stuff.
I forgot to put it on there, Nate. I'm sorry. $20.
$20 to do that.
Yes.
$20 to run for that week.
For that week, yes.
And is that every hour on the hour?
Yes.
Every hour on the hour. Mm-hmm. That'll run. So there you go. If you have a relation that is graduating.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be high school. It can be kindergarten. Can be...
College.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
College.
Anything.
Yeah. Just let us know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you...
Broadcasting school.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Do we... I didn't graduate. No.
None of us graduated.
Anybody from broadcasting school? Yeah.
None of us graduated from broadcasting school.
If they would have, they would have got some real people to do this.
I almost went, but I didn't. Oh, real quick, since I guess we're just about out of time. We got about 4 minutes left. I want to tell you I got something kind of cool. I got my ticket today to Lunch with the Presidents.
There you go.
And it's coming up on May 26th at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, put on by the Marion County Historical Society.
Then where can they get tickets for that?
They can get tickets right at Heritage Hall, and they have hours about Monday through Friday from about 9 to 5, 9 to 4, something
then
like that.
Tell them the process you had to go through.
And so
ringing the doorbell.
Yep, you go to, because the Heritage Hall is closed for now. It's going to be opening here the first part of May. May the 4th, it'll be open.
1 to 4.
1 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday, I do believe. And but for now, you just pull in the lot, go to the side door, which is in between the old YMCA and the Heritage Hall, and go to the side door, ring the doorbell, somebody will be with you. They prefer a check or cash. They will do credit cards, but they don't like to do those because they get a charge for it. So they ask if you can. can, to please do check or cash. And but this is going to be held at Tri Rivers Career Center.
What was the cost of it?
The cost is $25, and that gets you in, and you can
see. That's your dinner, right? And a seat,
lunch.
Your lunch.
Yep, that gets you a seat at the table, and not necessarily with a president, but you can see these presidents that will be in attendance: James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren G. Harding, and Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Will be the presidents that will be there. They'll each be given like a 10 to 15 minute speech.
And guys, this does sell out.
And it does.
Quick, so.
You have to have your tickets by May the 12th. So if you're interested in something like this, you need to get hurrying on it. And for more information, 740-387-4255. But I got my ticket, and I thought it's going to be fun to go.
Actually, I was thinking about it. Since you're going to be there, Nate, I'll get my ticket. Because I was actually thinking about it last week when
I'm thinking about going. You said it's on Thursday night, right?
It's on Thursday
day.
Thursday day. Oh,
yep,
okay. Because
it's lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It goes from 11:30 to 1:30.
And I got till what, May 12th, you said,
You
right?
got until May the 12th.
Okay.
That's when reservations will close.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
I
just
think
just go out there to Heritage Hall and ring that side doorbell. Or if it's open May the 4th, it opens up.
Oh, just go in there, yeah.
Just go right in there.
Yeah.
And she let me in, and I got to walk in through the halls of the museum back to the office there.
You were peeking.
And I got a preview of one of the displays. The new displays. She let me see.
But she swore him to secrecy. He can't.
You'll tell us next week, won't you?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a display that was donated by somebody from the area. I do believe from the area, but it is cool display.
Good.
Yeah, so she showed me that.
It's up there. I don't mean to sound dumb when I say that. That's all local stuff though, right? Local hair, I mean.
Yeah.
The Heritage Hall. It's a museum of just basic, like, Marion things. I mean,
Marion County.
That's okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Like artifacts and
yeah,
that
it
kind
is
of
the county museum.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And
okay.
The middle atrium they're working on now to get it updated. That changes every year, and they're updating that now. She was working on some displays while I was in there. So it's kind of cool to walk through the.
Thing? They always have a thing called a night at the museum where you get the flashlights. And
yes, I missed that,
that
one.
Unfortunately,
I missed that.
That was in April or March? That was in March. Wasn't that the last Saturday in March?
It might have been. But I missed it.
It sounds really neat.
It does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming up.
Now, they also have I believe it's dinner or a luncheon with the first ladies.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Don't have the information on that here in front of me, but that is
Fred Malone, if you're out there, get that information to us.
Yeah, get us a flyer. We'll put it on.
Yes.
But we do have this flyer here about lunch with the president, so you'll be hearing it on Glenn's program and different things. So, well, guys, we are flat out of time, but first of all, Terry, what's our email?
It is terrytackett48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig.
Study His Word Ministries at yahoo.com.
Website.
studyhiswordradio.org.
And showtime.
9 o'clock, Sunday morning.
I was going to say, how's that? Is that working good for you? Good.
Yep.
Good.
Study His Word Radio, 9 o'clock Sunday morning.
And your email?
My email is radionateosu@gmail.com.
And don't forget your yard sale announcements.
Yes, that's right. You can get those on Glenn's program, Swap Shop, which is 12:15 to 1 o'clock tomorrow. So
and
check
Ron,
that out.
Ron and Grover, Cadbury Eggs.
Pick those
get
up.
Them.
Get those picked up. All right, we'll be back next Wednesday, 5:15 to 6 o'clock with Live at 5.
The show with no name.
Well, I read, and you talked about this the other night, that nice stuff in